winds whisper sweet words to my love. Soft winds tell him the dreams I'm dreaming of. He's gone too long out on the blue sea. Find him, soft winds, and bring him back home to me. Blow, blow, soft winds, out on the blue sea. Tell him, soft winds, I'm sad and lonely since he left me. My heart is empty. I want you to blow, blow, soft winds, and bring her back home to me. Soft winds whisper sweet words to my love. Soft winds tell him the dreams I'm dreaming of. He's gone too long out on the blue sea. Find him, soft winds, and bring him back home to me. Blow, blow, soft winds, out on the blue sea. Tell him, soft winds, I'm sad and lonely since he left me. My heart is empty. Blow, blow, soft winds, bring her back home to me. Tell him the dream I'm dreaming of. He's gone too long out on the blue sea. Find him, soft winds, and bring him back home to me. Blow, blow, soft winds, out on the blue sea. Tell him, soft winds, I'm sad and lonely since he left me. My heart is empty. Blow, blow, soft winds, and bring him back home to me. Bring him back home to me. Bring him back home to me.
Mary Stallings singing Soft Winds with her special guest trumpeter, Sweets Edison, here for you on Kansas Public Radio. This from a 1995 recording called Spectrum on Concord Records. Jerry Wiggins playing piano and guitarist Ron Eshte, bassist Andy Simpkins, and drummer Paul Humphrey. And as I mentioned, special guest there, trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison. We started off with the fine new album by pianist Jihee Hyo, the native of South Korea, with her album Flow and her tune called The Hidden Giant that featured special guest alto saxophonist Vincent Herring. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night. We've got new music from pianist Zakiya Curtis up next. And in just over 10 minutes, we'll have two of the greatest jazz trumpeters ever. Together, it'll be Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw, and a classic Woody Shaw tune, The Moon Train. Zakiya Curtis with his new album, Cubop. And this is a Cuban-accented version of Miner's Holiday here on KPR. Hezekiah Curtis and a Kenny Dorham tune Kenny debuted in 1955 called Miner's Holiday. Kenny did it on his album Afro-Cuban, and this is the new album Cubop Lives from Eddie Palmieri, the combination of Afro-Cuban jazz and bebop together. Cubop Lives. He's joined there, Zakaya is, by his brother Luquez Curtis on bass, timbale player Willie Martinez, conga drummer Camilo Molina, and Reynaldo de Jesus playing the bongos and other percussion. Zakaya Curtis and his album Cubop Lives on KPR. We're going to head away from Cubop and head towards Brazil for a Brazilian look at the music of Cole Porter, thanks to the new album by Antonio Adolfo. It's our jazz album of the week here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear from that, and then together Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Brazilian pianist Antonio Adolfo arranges 10 Cole Porter songs on his new album, Love Cole Porter. And this is I've Got You Under My Skin. You're on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you. Antonio Adolfo, and really, really cool arrangement of Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. Antonio Adolfo, the Brazilian pianist, arranger, and often composer, this time all Cole Porter compositions, and is a really wonderful Brazilian band with many of the same musicians on most of Antonio's recent recordings, including featured on that one on alto saxophone, Danilo Sino. It's our Jazz Album of the Week on KPR. Love Cole Porter, the album from Antonio Adolfo. We'll hear that a couple more times tonight and some tomorrow night, too, here on Jazz in the Night. We're going to go to a nice packed jam club in L.A. back in 1961. The Black Orchid, to hear Richard Groove Holmes at the organ with special guest tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons. That's on the way after the pairing of Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw. Well, Saturday evening on Live at Greenity Lounge, we'll be hearing the Brian Ward Organ Quartet. Brian, a talented keyboardist and composer who appears every week with his quartet at the Green Lady and the Black Dolphin in Kansas City. Join us for an hour of Kansas City Jazz Live at Greenity Lounge. That is Saturday evening at 6 on all KPR1 stations. Well, two of the greatest trumpeters in the history of jazz, Freddie Hubbard, who came along right at the end of the 1950s, and Woody Shaw, right early to mid-1960s, together on an album called The Eternal Triangle, the second of two albums they did together. We'll hear this right now, Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw and their band playing Woody Shaw's composition, The Moon Train, here on KPR.
Thank you.
Trumpeters Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw together. The 1987 Blue Note album, the second they made together, was called The Eternal Triangle. Here for you on KPR, Woody Shaw took the lead and took the first solo on trumpet. Freddie the second. Alto saxophonist Kenny Garrett in the band, along with Malgrim Miller at the piano, Ray Drummond and Carl Allen, bass and drums. Carl Allen, the head of the jazz program at University of Missouri, Kansas City, and the Conservatory of Music there. And I got to see this band play a free concert outdoors in Kansas City around the time this album came out. Way back in the day, the Kansas City Parks and Rec Department had for a number of years a fantastic free series of outdoor jazz concerts at various parks in Kansas City. Among the people I saw were Dexter Gordon and Gary Burton and Stan Getz, Toshiko Akiyoshi's big band, quite a few others. And this particular concert was very, very special. The only time I ever got to see Freddie and Woody and Mulgrew, and I think Carl, I saw Ray Drummond in other settings. Anyhow, these two sessions were put out on one CD called the Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw Sessions. If you like jazz trumpet, you'll love this one, I can guarantee. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz of the Night. Let's get down into an organ groove setting. Richard Holmes at the organ, Groove Holmes, and tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons with Richard's trio, Gene Edwards guitar, Leroy Henderson drums, Groove at the organ, for a tune Art Farmer wrote called Happy Blues, the album called Groovin' with Jug. Thank you.
to know.
Organist Richard Groove Holmes' trio plus special guest tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons, an Art Farmer tune called Happy Blues, live at a jazz club in L.A. in 1961, the album called Groovin' with Jug. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas Transforming Students and Society through Academic Discovery Service and Spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Here's a new one, the Eddie and Charles Jazz Orchestra, and Eddie and his piece called Old School here on KPR.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Eddie and Charles in his piece Old School. That's from his new album, Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
Shut up.
How both of you shut up.
Cinema A Go-Go celebrates B-movie maker Roger Corman with a night of Cormania. Friday night at Liberty Hall, it's Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women.
Oh, Bob, honey, you're just so strong and big and brave.
Doors open 6:30. Tickets at the door. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
We are unquestionably on the brink of a great discovery.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with the goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkseal.org. And after an NPR News update, new music from singer Milton Suggs and some Charlie Parker tunes from a 1959 album by pianist Hampton Hawes and a new album by saxophonist Tim Lynn. That and more headed your way here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Donald Trump has formally accepted the Republican Party's nomination for a second term as president. Trump opened his remarks tonight by calling for unity, saying that the nation's divisions must be healed.
The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart.
Trump pledged to turn the nation around and says he will let nothing stand in the way of achieving his goals. He also said that the Justice Department must stop threatening democracy and declared himself the only person who can save it. He also gave a nod to the federal judge who recently dismissed the classified documents case against him. Donald Trump's eldest son, Eric, said his father showed his strength in the face of an assassin's bullet less than a week ago.
They've tried everything to keep him from you, everything, to destroy his legacy, to destroy his family. They have failed, and they will not win.
Eric Trump says the U.S. needs his father to improve its economy, foreign policy, immigration, and education. Federal authorities are reviewing communications by the gunman who tried to assassinate Trump. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, the FBI and Secret Service have provided an update on their investigations.
Federal law enforcement officials told congressional lawmakers that the FBI has been reviewing the contents of Thomas Matthew Crook's electronic devices, including two cell phones, a primary phone, and a second one described as a burner phone. They say Crooks had also saved images of President Biden, former President Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland, as well as FBI Director Christopher Wray and Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales. The analysis of the shooter's electronic devices also revealed that Crooks had searched for dates of Trump's speaking events, as well as the Democratic National Convention. He had also searched for major depressive disorder. The officials say so far there's no indication of a political ideology or any co-conspirators. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is in the midst of a summer COVID wave. New data from the CDC shows a growing number of states have high or very high levels of viral activity. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
Amy Kirby is the chief science officer for the National Wastewater Surveillance System, which provides an early warning system for public health officials. She says COVID viral activity is increasing across all parts of the country, but it's particularly high in the west and south of the U.S.
Not as high as we saw in the winter peak, but certainly the highest we've seen this summer.
She says especially for people at increased risk for severe disease from COVID, it might be time to start thinking about taking precautions, including wearing a mask in public and thinking carefully about attending large indoor events.
Maria Godoy reporting. This is NPR. President Biden is facing more calls to give up his bid for re-election. Biden, who is working in Delaware after testing positive for COVID, has repeatedly stated that he plans to finish the race. Huge freak waves sometimes appear out of nowhere and endanger ships at sea. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on a new study that found most rogue waves could be predicted in advance.
Rogue waves can be more than 60 feet tall, and they can be deadly. Now, two researchers at the University of Maryland say they used a tremendous number of wave measurements from nearly 200 buoys to train a machine learning system. Bala Balachandran says their computer system was able to predict the imminent emergence of about 3 out of 4 rogue waves, providing 5 minutes advance warning.
What we have right now is the genesis of a tool.
He says more work needs to be done, but this shows it could be possible to develop a warning system that would give sailors enough time to batten down the hatches. The research appears in the journal Scientific Reports. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Political pundit and cable TV host Lou Dobbs has died at the age of 78. Dobbs was a CNN host before joining Fox, where he spent 10 years. His death was announced on social media. No cause was given. Comedian Bob Newhart has died at the age of 94. Known for his wry humor, Newhart gained fame as the star of the 1970s sitcom bearing his name. In the 1980s, he starred in the show named Newhart. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation. For nearly a century, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at Mott.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Out of my heart there is a song. I'm gonna sing it out loud, clear and strong. No matter if the notes are right or wrong, the melody is mine and mine alone. I will lift up my voice. I will sing and rejoice. For as time travels on, I'll always have my song lasting me through my entire life long. No matter where or how far I have gone, when I am lost, I'll find my way back home, because I know where I truly belong. Through every struggle, there may be pain, but I will always know sunshine eventually will follow the rain. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea, vibrating with positive energy, that I may draw all good things unto me. Divine inspiration fills me through and through, reminding me what I was put here to do. I am a vessel, sturdy, strong, and true, that the Creator's will is flowing through. I am at peace in mind, body, and soul. I will release things that lie beyond my control. Everything is happening just as it should. All of it working toward my highest good. Everything I need I will receive in the proportion to which I truly believe. As I place each breath that I'm able to breathe toward the mission that I was put here to achieve. Every vision held within my mind will manifest at the appointed time. My mind, body, and soul are perfectly aligned with the spirit of the true divine. Flowing out of my heart there is a song. I'm gonna sing it out loud, clear, and strong. No matter if the notes are right or wrong, the melody is mine and mine alone, lasting me through my whole life long. No matter where or how far I have gone, when I am lost, I'll find my way back home, because I know just where I truly belong. Flowing out of my heart, there is a song. I'm gonna sing it out loud, clear, and strong. Flowing out of my heart, there is a song. I'm gonna sing it out loud, clear, and strong. No matter if the notes are right or wrong, the melody is mine and mine alone. Flowing out of my heart there is a song. I'm gonna sing it out loud, clear, and strong. No matter if the notes are right or wrong, the melody is mine and mine alone. Flowing out of my heart there is a song.
Milton Suggs singing a set of lyrics he wrote to the Kenny Garrett composition Sing a Song of Song. That's from Milton's new album with pianist Michael King. It's called Pure Intention. We'll hear from Lawrence, Kansas native pianist Addison Fry in about 12-plus minutes here on Jazz in the Night after a pair of Charlie Parker tunes. The second we're going to hear is Anthropology. It's from the new album Birdwatching, from tenor saxophonist Tim Lynn. The first is Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite with Hampton Hawes at the piano on his album from 1958 with guitarist Barney Kessel, bassist Red Mitchell, and drummer Shelley Mann. The album for Hampton Hawes with Yardbird Suite on KPR. tenor saxophonist Tim Lynn, joined by tenor saxophonist Ralph Moore, on Charlie Parker's Anthropology, the new album Birdwatching from Tim Lynn here on Kansas Public Radio with David Hazeltine at the piano, Peter Washington and Kenny Washington, bass and drums. Before that, pianist Hampton Hawes with Barney Kessel, Red Mitchell, and Shelly Mann doing Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite from the album on Contemporary Records called Four. Here on KPR, more from our Jazz Album of the Week from pianist Antonio Adolfo in just about 5 minutes. In 10 minutes, we'll hear from a new album called Soul Jazz from the band Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring. And Lawrence, Kansas native pianist Addison Fry is next. Did you know listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Addison Fry's new album is called Coin Flip, mostly originals, but I thought we'd play this one standard called Tenderly here on KPR. some lovely piano work from Lawrence High alum pianist Addison Fry on Tenderly. Addison joined by bassist Tamir Schmerling and by drummer Diego Joaquin Ramirez, the new album from Addison Fry called Coin Flip. In about 15 minutes here on Jazz in the Night, we'll hear singer Vanessa Thomas from her new album, They Say It's Wonderful. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society. Their academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's pianist Antonio Adolfo. His new album, Love, Cole Porter, all arrangements by the Brazilian pianist Antonio Adolfo. And we're going to hear Easy to Love here on KPR. Brazilian pianist and arranger on this album of Cole Porter tunes, Antonio Adolfo on KPR, his version of Easy to Love, and the new album called Love, Cole Porter, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week. More from that next hour here on Jazz in the Night. We'll hear a new one from singer Vanessa Thomas coming up in about 10 minutes. And a new band, a new album, Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring. That's next. Well, giant crustaceans take over a remote island tomorrow night at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. Join us for that at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for a Roger Corman double feature, Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the door, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles of Topeka. Well, the album Soul Jazz by the new group Something Else, out now on Smoke Sessions Records. Something Else featuring Vincent Herring on alto sax. He conceived this project and brought in an all-star lineup: trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey, guitarist Paul Ballenbach, pianist David Kukoski, with Essiad and Otis Brown III, bass and drums. Let's hear one called Two Blue from Something Else on KPR. Thank you. band Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, and a Stanley Turrentine tune called Two Blue. Vincent conceived of this band, Something Else, as playing the soul jazz, mostly of the 1960s, including that one, Two Blue. The album is called Soul Jazz, along with Vincent Herring on alto sax. There's tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery and trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, guitarist Paul Ballenbach and pianist Dave Kikoski, bassist Essiet and drummer Otis Brown III. With a new album from singer Vanessa Thomas up next, and then we're going to hear the Keith Jarrett Trio coming up a little bit later with the third Charlie Parker tune of the hour from their album Tokyo 96. Support for Jazz and the Night on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Vanessa Thomas with the album They Say It's Wonderful, and her version of the song Speak Low, here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
Speak low, when you speak love, I'll seal the day with you so way too soon, too soon. Speak low, when you speak love, I'm on a day swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low, love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon, I fear wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I'll wait. Darling, I'll wait. Will you speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon. Thank you. so soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon? Will you speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon? Will you speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon?
Veronica Thomas on Kansas Public Radio, her version of Speak Low. For her new album, They Say It's Wonderful. It's her second album. The first was under the name Nika Carrington. This under the name Veronica Thomas, and I have no idea why. But it's a really nice album, and has that great Bob Shepard there on flute and also on sax on the new one from Veronica Thomas. Up next, we'll hear one of the most influential jazz trios in the history of the music, jazz piano trios anyway. Known as the Standards Trio, Keith Jarrett, piano, bassist Gary Peacock, drummer Jack DeJohnette. And their first album came out on ECM Records as Standards Volume 1 back in 1983. It would be the first of 22 albums, almost all live albums, from the Keith Jarrett Trio. And the live is a big part of their magic because not only did they play live, they had no set list when they started a concert. Keith just started playing something, playing a tune, and they had no arrangements to the tunes. Basically, Keith would start, and Gary and Jack, who had great empathy with each other and with Keith Jarrett, would come in. So it was a highly improvisatory version of playing standards. No surprise, because all three played a lot of the so-called free jazz of the 60s and 70s. In any event, here's one of the many, and there's no bad ones, by the way, one of the many fine albums by Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, Jack DeJohnette. It's called Tokyo 96, and here they do a Charlie Parker bebop tune called Billy's Bounce on KPR's Jazz in the Night. the applause from the very appreciative audience on March the 30th, 1996 at Orchid Hall in Tokyo for the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Keith at the piano, Gary Peacock on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and the Charlie Parker tune, Billy's Bounce, for you on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Next time, on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we're hearing from the Brian Ward Quartet. I'm David Bassey. Hope you'll join us for the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Right after an NPR News update, it's a new one from tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander. And we'll also be hearing a new big band album from the Garden Jazz Orchestra and a wonderful trumpeter we lost just a few days ago, Jim Rotondi. That and more in this 11 o'clock hour of Jazz in the Night on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Days after surviving an assassination attempt, former President Donald Trump recounted that experience in remarks tonight at the Republican National Convention. Trump told delegates that it's time for the nation to unite.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America. So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. Thank you.
Trump said the nation's middle class is in despair and vowed to end inflation, unfair trade, and what he called the Great Invasion by illegal immigrants. He also promised to lower taxes again, restore oil and gas drilling, and protect Social Security and Medicare. Former Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway is weighing in on the nomination of Senator J.D. Vance for vice president. NPR's Luke Garrett reports that Conway says Vance was chosen because he's an extension of Trump.
To Kellyanne Conway, former President Trump has remade the Republican Party, and he picked Vance to maintain it.
His selection of J.D. Vance also broadcast to everyone that he wants a continuum between him and his vice president.
From an openness to union labor to an isolationist foreign policy position, Conway says Trump is broadening the appeal of the Republican Party to the working class.
Donald Trump's not looking for loyalty to Donald Trump. He's looking for loyalty to the America First agenda.
Conway says Trump is a metaphor for what he wants the country to be. And it's up to voters to decide their future. At the RNC in Milwaukee, Luke Garrett, NPR News.
Former Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway weighing in on the nomination of J.D. Vance. Mourners gathered at a hall in the western Pennsylvania town of Freeport late Thursday for a candlelight vigil honoring the firefighter who was killed during the attempt on Donald Trump's life. 50-year-old Corey Comparator was fatally shot while shielding his family. Democratic Maryland Congressman Jimmy Raskin is urging President Biden to consider his legacy when deciding whether to stay in the race. More from NPR's Deirdre Walsh.
In a four-page letter obtained by NPR, Raskin urged the president to consider his achievements and the public's political judgment about November's election. Raskin didn't directly urge Biden to drop out, but cited the 2003 baseball championship game that featured a pitcher with a tired arm who resisted calls to leave the game, and his team ultimately lost. Raskin wrote, quote, "There's no shame in taking a well-deserved bow to the overflowing appreciation of the crowd when your arm is tired out, and there is real danger for the team in ignoring the statistics." The Biden campaign insists the president is still the nominee.
Deirdre Walsh reporting. This is NPR. Russian officials say closing arguments will be held Friday in the espionage trial of American journalist Evan Gershkovich. The Wall Street Journal reporter denies the charges. His trial is being held behind closed doors with no reporters allowed. Gershkovich has been in Russian custody since he was arrested in March of 2023. Meanwhile, fellow American Paul Whelan has been in Russian custody since March 2018. He's serving a 16-year sentence on charges that the U.S. State Department calls baseless. Television host Lou Dobbs has died at the age of 78. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Dobbs was a foundational figure for two major cable news channels whose rhetoric foreshadowed the political rise of Donald Trump.
Lou Dobbs was a local TV anchor who joined CNN at its start in 1980. He was CNN's chief economics correspondent and a business news host and spent almost three decades with the network. Dobbs's increasing conservatism surfaced on the air in later years. He argued the middle class was being screwed over and that the nation was under siege by illegal immigrants. Questioned on factual assertions and criticized by liberals, Dobbs left, later resurfacing at the Fox Business Network. He became a star for Fox, too, and a champion of Trump, embracing and amplifying Trump's baseless claims of election fraud. In 2021, Fox cut him loose the day after a voting tech company sued the network for $2.7 billion. Today, Fox paid tribute, calling Dobbs, quote, an incredible business mind with a gift for broadcasting. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Derek Alexander on KPR, the title track of his new album called Timing is Everything. Rick Jermanson playing piano with Alexander Claffey and Jason Tiemann, bass and drums. It's Jazz in the Night on KPR. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you till midnight, then All Night Jazz with David Bassey. In about 8 minutes, we'll hear from the really wonderful jazz trumpeter Jim Rotondi, who died suddenly July the 7th in France and only 61 years old. We'll hear him on an album where he played the music of Ray Charles, Blues for Brother Ray. But right now, a new big band in my ears, the Garden Jazz Orchestra. Garden is spelled G-A-R-D-Y-N. The album is called Vinyl Brews, and all of the tunes on this are named for a certain kind of craft beer. The one we're going to hear is called By the Stony Creek. It's the Garden Jazz Orchestra on KPR.
Give it up for Dan Hanrahan. Give it up for Dan Hanrahan on guitar. Yeah.
The Garden Jazz Orchestra, that's G-A-R-D-Y-N, Garden Jazz Orchestra, the new album Vinyl Brews on KPR. That piece called Under the Stony Creek, composed by John C. Gardner, featuring the alto sax of Jacob Kaplan, the trumpeter Michael Cruz, and the guitarist Don Hanrahan. All the tunes are named for various beers produced by the Von C. Brewing Company of Norristown, Pennsylvania. The late great trumpeter Jim Rotondi up next on Kansas Public Radio, and more from our Jazz Album of the Week by Antonio Adolfo after that. Jim Rotondi, one of the very finest trumpeters on the New York City scene for decades, and it was a real shock to the world of jazz when Jim died suddenly on July the 7th while he was in France. And we're going to play a tune he did for one of his fine albums, this one called Blues for Brother Ray on Positone Records from 2009, with a bunch of pieces associated with Ray Charles, including this one, One Mint Julep, trumpeter Jim Rotondi on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Jim Rotondi on KPR with One Mint Julep. That's from his 2009 album called Blues for Brother Ray, where he's joined by Eric Alexander on tenor sax, Peter Bernstein guitar, along with organist Mike LeDun and drummer Joe Farnsworth, the late Jim Rotondi on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Bassist Avery Sharp has a new album out with his double quartet, his jazz quartet, plus a string quartet. We'll hear from that album called I Am My Neighbor's Keeper after we have another from our Jazz Album of the Week by the Brazilian pianist, composer, and arranger Antonio Adolfo. In this case, not a composer, because all the tunes on the album, which is called Love Cole Porter, are Cole Porter tunes. It's Antonio's arrangements of those, including this one, I Love You, Antonio Adolfo, on Kansas Public Radio. is Brazil's Antonio Adolfo's arrangement of Cole Porter's I Love You here on KPR. It's from our KPR Jazz Album of the Week called Love Cole Porter, with 10 Cole Porter songs arranged by pianist and bandleader Antonio Adolfo for you here on KPR. We'll have some more from that one tomorrow night on Jazz in the Night. I'm your host, Bob McWilliams, here till midnight all night. Jazz with David Bassey after that. And I'll be back tomorrow night on Jazz in the Night from 9 to midnight with new music from bassist Avery Sharp. Next, we're Here and We Are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. B-movie mogul Roger Corman died earlier this year. Tomorrow night at Liberty Hall, we'll honor Corman's career with a bonkers night of Cormania for KPR Cinema Go-Go, a big double feature with the classic Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women, which is, well, it's about swamp women. That's at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets available at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's bassist Avery Sharp's new album, I Am My Brother's Keeper, his double quartet, which is his jazz quartet, with pianist Sakai Curtis, drummer Yaron Israel, percussionist Tony Vaca, plus a string quartet. Let's hear right now one by Avery Sharp called Compassion here on KPR. bassist Avery Sharp and his piece called Compassion here on Kansas Public Radio. It's his new album called I Am My Neighbor's Keeper, and the point of the album to highlight our commitment to one another. And he initiated this project with response to political and racial division that's grown in recent years in the country and all the issues that are as part of that. Avery Sharp wrote music to remind us we need to strive to help one another. That piece called Compassion. Avery at the piano, Yaron Israel drums, percussionist Tony Vaca, plus a string quartet. That's the Avery Sharp double quartet, new music. The album I Am, My Brother's Keeper. With KC guitarist Rod Fleetman's new live album from the Green Lady Lounge up in just a few minutes on Kansas Public Radio. And next we'll hear from trumpeter Brian Lynch. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent in a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Let us go back to the 1990 album on Crisscross Jazz called Backroom Blues. It's trumpeters Brian Lynch's quintet, and in Brian's tune in honor of Lee Morgan called One for Mogi here on KPR.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Brian Lynch on KPR, a tune he wrote and dedicated to the late, great trumpeter Lee Morgan, called it One for Mogi. It's on the album Backroom Blues from Crisscross Jazz. Came out in 1990 with Javon Jackson playing tenor sax, David Hazeltine at the piano, Peter Washington and Louis Nash, bass and drums. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night. We've got another tune for you before midnight. We'll hear that from the new live album by Kansas City's Rod Fleeman. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere, open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. And the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day next Wednesday. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org. Rod Fleeman's new album is called Saturday Afternoon Live at Greenity Lounge Volume 3. Guitarist Rod Fleeman's trio with bassist Gerald Spates, drummer Ray DeMarchi, and one called Two of a Kind from Rod Fleeman on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. applause at Casey's Greenity Lounge for the Rod Fleeman Trio here on KPR. That tune by Rod called Two of a Kind. The new album is called Saturday Afternoon Live at Greenity Lounge Volume 3. The release show with the Rod Fleeman Trio a week from Saturday. That's on July the 27th, 2:30 to 5:30 at the Greenity Lounge in Kansas City. It's Jazz in the Night here on KPR with NPR News in just a bit, followed by All Night Jazz from David Bassey on Kansas Public Radio.
On this week's Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear Les Baxter's Jungle Jazz album, plus the new exotic sounds of Ixtahuela, plus Mr. Bongo has a fever. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's like a night at Red Lobster gone horribly wrong. Tomorrow night at Liberty Hall, it's KPR's next Cinema Go-Go with two Roger Corman species, Attack of the Crab Monsters, Monster Crabs Chow Down on Slow-Moving Humans, and a movie called Swamp Women, which is about swamp women. It's at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. All Night Jazz with David Bassey, right after this news on KPR.